This part of your tour explores George Bush's work as a young businessman rolling up his sleeves in the booming Texas oil industry. He carves his professional life as a risk-taker with an entrepreneurial spirit.
I'm learning a bit about the oil business, so far principally the supply end of it. I understand that in a while I should be going into the fields more to see our equipment in action. I'm eagerly awaiting this phase of my training. By spring of 1951, I became too restless in my job with Idaho Dresser and decided to strike out on my own. I joined up with our good friend and neighbor, John Overby, and together we founded Bush Overby Oil Development Company.
2 years later,
I entered into yet another business venture. Bush Overby officially joined forces with the Lidke brothers, calling our new company Zapata. We took the name from the Midland movie Marquee. Marlon Brando's Viva Zapata just happened to be playing at the time.
In 1959, Zapata Petroleum Company amicably split, with George taking Zapata offshore. There was only one problem. Landlocked Midland is nowhere near offshore, and it only made sense for us to move to Houston.
Push the video's play button. You'll see footage from the christening celebration of the Scorpion, Zapata's first three-legged mobile oil rig. Can you spot George Bush at the ceremony?